Welcome to the Cosmic Collective podcast. I'm your host and psychic medium, Mads, and in this podcast, I'll be teaching you everything you need to know about your incarnation here on Earth. We are going to talk about all things finding your soul purpose, manifestation, quantum physics, and of course, reprogramming your subconscious mind so that you can live the life of your dreams. We'll be here every Monday, so turn your volume up and get ready for the transformation of a lifetime. Welcome to the collective. Hello, welcome back to the podcast. This question, this topic, has been in my DMs for a hot minute, and it's something that I really wanted to talk about when I knew I could talk about it from a place of love, objectivity. I'm going to explain kind of why maybe I needed to wait and kind of come to this point in my own experience with religion and with God to do this episode. But I also hope that in saying that and in, you know, sharing what I'm about to share, you understand that the integrity of the topics that I bring to this podcast and the information that I share with you is so important to me. And I never want to speak on something prematurely or when I'm in a state where maybe my own experiences in life will kind of like bias my conversation and what I'm trying to get across. Now, I'm very good at, you know, I always differentiate the difference between like my objective understanding that comes from spirit and everything that I channel, as well as my subjective perspectives and opinions. I feel like I've done a very good job at making sure there's always like a clear distinction. But this topic of conversation has just been so highly requested, and I feel like I'm in such a good place to talk about it because I've really been having a lot more of these conversations with some of you in the community and with some of my clients. And I think I've also just healed. I don't know if it's healed because I don't think there was ever really like a wound there. I think I have just come to a level of acceptance and truth, I think, within myself when it comes to how I view all of this on a subjective level. So obviously you've seen the title. Today we're kind of like debunking religion because I've actually been asked before, like, what is the point of religion on the planet? You know, we have spiritual beliefs that are, you know, really, really, really present in the collective, which I think, you know, that's an opinion I'm obviously biased on, but I think that that's a really good thing. I truly do. And I've seen this before, and it's, you know, religion plus science equals spirituality. And yeah, that checks out on an objective level. That checks out on a subjective level. I fuck with that real hard. I agree. But there is truth to that. But I think it's so important that we don't discount the role of religion and the influence that it has had on the human psyche and politics and just the general collective human experience over the last 2,000 years. And I also think that it's important to kind of talk about the reality that there is no right or wrong religion. And I'm going to talk a lot about context, and given, you know, when it comes to scripture, I can only give a lot of context in terms of Christianity and more specifically like Catholic religion, because that is how I was raised. I went to Catholic school for, 16 years. I'm quite well versed in that. We're also going to be doing episodes with the information of Yeshua and Mary Magdalene. So, you know, this is stuff that I'm more so well versed in, but I feel like it's just such an important conversation. I'm being featured on another podcast. I'm not going to say which one yet, where we're also going to be diving more into this conversation. And so this episode, I don't know if it's coming out right when I record it. What day is it? I don't even know what day. I think it's the first day of spring today. It's March 21st. I don't know. I'm so lost for time right now. I spent the morning at the studio. We had the Andorra brand shoot today, which is just, was so exciting. It was such a good time. It was so fun. And I'm still, I think, kind of floaty. To all the models out there, oh my God, fuck, you guys have a hard job. I did 3.5 hours of that, and I'm like, I'm good for like until our next shoot. And I don't think we're going to be having a shoot for a while. We just did branding. So anyways, I'm kind of floating in time here. I'm not sure when you're hearing this episode, but It's going to be before this guest episode comes out. The guest episode is not on this podcast. I'm the guest on someone else's podcast, which you'll see me promote on Instagram. So you can go and follow our new Instagram at endora.inc. It's crazy. Oh my God, it's not Madsmus anymore. That's the first time that I record since the name change. That's going to be so wild. Anyways, I want to talk about this. I think, you know, you guys have brought it up. You guys have been asking me to talk about it. So we're talking about it. And I just want to preface this by saying I am not opposed to religion at all. What I am opposed to is misogyny, homophobia, transphobia, and people who believe that they need to take it upon themselves to punish people or persecute people because they think that that's what God would do. That's what I'm opposed to. I support religion and the embodiment and personal religions of individuals who are accepting, who are loving, and who understand that it's not their place to judge people. Leave that to God, people. Please, please, please. Literally in the Bible, I'm going to butcher the scripture, but in the Bible, it literally says, he who is without sin can cast the first stone. Well, y'all shut the fuck up. Don't be casting those stones. I see you. Let's not live in that illusion. Mm-mm, no thanks. So I'm not opposed to religion. I'm opposed to restriction. I'm opposed to judging people who are not doing anything wrong. And I'm opposed to the mentality of individuals who believe that these scriptures are to be taken directly. You know, there is so much that is misunderstood in scripture. It's they're parables, right? Like that's a whole other part of the conversation, but you know, it's not like making a direct statement. It's a lot of like indirect. It's very contextual. It's very coded in a way where if you don't actually understand what they're talking about, you're going to completely misinterpret it. And you also have to keep in mind that these religious texts have been translated and redacted to fit certain political agendas. And if that's something that you're not willing to acknowledge, just stop listening to this fucking episode, please. Like, or you know what? Maybe listen to this and maybe it'll expand your consciousness. You know, who am I to tell you what to do? But if you're not open-minded and you're going to use the information I'm sharing in this episode as a way to like start an argument, just know that I don't fuck with that. I really don't fuck with that. So let's go into this on a mutual basis of just being so open-minded and so much love and you embodying what resonates for you and me embodying what resonates for me. A lot of what I am sharing, and again, I'll make sure to have the clear distinction, but a lot of what I am sharing is objective. I'm explaining why religion is part of the human experience. I am not here to critique or analyze or dive into different religions. That's not my place. I haven't spent time studying and being a part of different religions, so it would be like wrong of me to do so. But there are a couple of things that I'm going to talk about, and a lot of it's coming from an objective channeled standpoint. Whether you agree with it or not, I don't care, because this is the thing. So much, you know, I get asked this question a lot of like, how do you deal with people who, you know, don't understand you or don't believe or who are very skeptic? And at the end of the day, I am a naturally very skeptical person. Like, I'm very discerning and I'm very particular, mainly because of my intuition. I can kind of sense the bullshit out of people. I definitely can. It's not a kind of, it's a, I just do. But, you know, I get asked like how I deal with people who might think that I'm just full of crack, that I'm just smoking a lot of crack. And the reality is that a very long time ago, I made peace with the fact that whenever everyone dies, the objective truth that I'm sharing, y'all will be able to see. Because you won't be confined to the human perspective of your ego, right? You're going to be back into your spirit self and you're going to be like, oh, that's what she meant. So I am not here to convince you or anyone what to believe. I am a firm believer. Question everyone and everything, including me. At the end of the day, what you believe does not affect me, so long as you are not spewing a bunch of fucking hate and bullshit my way, because we don't tolerate that here at Endora. So anywho, jumping into it, I at the base, at the core of it, religion is a human attempt to understand the macrocosmic concepts of things like eternity, the soul, consciousness, all of that. And eternity is honestly something, I think I've talked about this on the podcast before, but eternity is a concept that even I started contemplating, I think at the end of 2023. Yeah, I think it was like around my birthday or something. And I remember talking to one of my best friends about it. And we were like, hey, we need to stop talking about it because like we're just going to like trip out. This concept that, this truth that your consciousness just goes on and on and on and always has and always will. Like, it's kind of fucked. And I think, you know, in the confines of the human experience and the human mind, it is so hard to understand that. And so religion has been this way for humans to kind of categorize and simplify and contextualize this divine frequency, this divine consciousness that creates all that is. And most religions have a god or multiple gods that they believe are in charge of creation, that is in charge of the infinite, that is in charge of eternity. But again, a hierarchical structure like that, and even the personification of God, is so human, right? There is no, and this is what I can say objectively. I'm not saying that there's no God. Please, that's not what I'm saying. Okay? That's not what I am saying. What I am saying is that God is not a person. God is not a singular being. God is not a singular consciousness that says, great job, Johnny. You had such a good life. Here you go. Golden pearly gates. You can hang out with me. You are welcome to eat at my table. Like, that's not what it is. And I think that that is just such a representation of like humans just trying to, again, conceptualize this divine intelligence, this source, this all-knowing consciousness that is the creator, that is source. And there are a lot of different terms that people can use for this. They're all defining the same thing. You know, I've seen this quote before too. It's like, physicists call it energy, spiritualists call it life force, and religious people call it God, or like something along those lines. It's like, we're not denying its existence. We're all just arguing over what to call it. And I feel like that's just so spot on. You know, divine intelligence is something that I tend to refer to it as, source, consciousness. That's ultimately what it is, right? It's just consciousness. Consciousness is everywhere. It is within every being, animals. Like, consciousness is the divine intelligence that runs the entire universe, multiverse. And that divine intelligence can be broken down into mathematic equations using calculus, which is a whole conversation for a whole other time. There's a book that I really need to dive into to be able to even have that conversation more, you know, more clearly on this podcast. But anyways, so religion over the last 2000 years or even longer than that has been trying to bring in these understandings of these really divine, you know, spiritual experiences or religious experiences, the prophets that, and these, you know, religious and spiritual leaders who incarnated, and they are real people, they are real souls who incarnated, to try and understand how we're here. You know, science is also a human attempt to understand how the fuck we are here. And that is, you know, coming more to light now. We understand that souls choose to be here. No one is forcing you to be here. If you still are subscribing to the belief that you are forced to be here, I am gently nudging you out of your victim mentality. I promise you that's not the case. There are universal laws of free will. Literally no one can force you to be here. You chose this. You chose all the things that happened to you. Asterisks here, little technicality, most things you chose, including your parents. There's a lot that you chose. And there's things that can definitely happen here that you didn't subscribe to that happened anyway. It's in the fine print of an earth contract. But when it comes to religion, it's really just trying to understand everything. And I think, you know, there has been literal wars waged in the name of whose religion is right. And I think that is the most contradictory manifestation of what all of these religious texts are sharing. And it's just a sad result of the human ego, right? The human ego says, I have to be right all the time. I have to, you know, my religion is the right one. And I remember, and this is no shade to my religion teacher in high school, but I had in grade 11 in Catholic high school, you have to take like a world religions class because the Catholics are trying to be all inclusive. Not with the gays and not with people who have abortions, but with other religions. So, I mean, it's a start. Fuck, man. I use humor and like dark humor to cope with things that just don't make sense to me. It's not me defending. I definitely don't defend Catholics. I don't defend anyone who's oppressive. I think we know that by now. But we had said something. We were kind of talking about how, you know, it's again, I'm not here to tell you what to believe. I'm just telling you like it is. Jesus, his name's Yeshua. Yeshua was Jewish. The chosen people, quote, were Jewish. I also find it very funny that he was Jewish and the Jewish religion like denounces him basically, or just doesn't believe that he was the Messiah. And that's okay. That's their path. That's their journey. That's their truth. But I think it's interesting because obviously I went to Catholic school and my religion teacher had said something along the lines of like, well, I like to believe that the Catholics were Yeshua's chosen people. And I remember my high school best friend and I were kind of like, okay, we respect your opinion on that, but that's not like the objective understanding. Like that's like, you want to be special. You want to feel special. I understand that, but like, you can't just go around teaching that. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if I'm conveying this properly, but I think it was just such a beautiful example of how the human ego wants to be the right one, wants to be the chosen one, wants to be the special one, which again goes against all these teachings that is like God is all loving. But then again, these religions are also like oppressing people and convicting people who aren't doing anything wrong. And I think that that's kind of like where this divide comes in and why all of these religions, you know, kind of fight each other, and people who are so close-minded and unaccepting of other religions, which again, doesn't make any sense to me, because like, this is the thing that I've understood with all these religions in this world is that, you know, God is all loving. God holds accountable. God forgives. So it's like, why are religious people the most judgmental? And listen, I'm not talking all religious people. I think I need to preface this again by saying, listen, I'm like a little gut nervous to talk about this because religious people, again, not all of them, but like, some of them really go all in and I'm like, you know, I'm just like not ready. I'm not ready for the hate. Remember that I'm a human. And God, if you believe that God is meant to punish, then recognize that you are not God and you are not meant to punish. Anyways, fuck me. What was I saying? Oh, shit. Right. I was prefacing. My best friend of, how old are we now? 22 years. Oh, my God. I can't believe we've been best friends for 22 years. 23 years? I think 26, 27, 23 years. I don't know. It's been a long time. Is religious. She goes to church every Sunday. Like, that woman prays to God, okay? She is actually the friend that I will text. I have a different relationship. I'm not religious, but I'm very spiritual. And her and I, we got on super well. Obviously, she's my best friend of multiple decades. But she is like that person where I literally texted her back in December. I had like some medical stuff going on and I said, hey, like I'm at the doctor's office. Like, could you please pray for me? And like, prayer and manifestation are the exact same thing. They just have different labels and they're done in maybe similar but different ways. And like, I know that woman. Like, if I call her and ask her to pray for me, she will. And if she calls me and asks me to pray for her, I fucking will. my other best friend is also Christian and has a great relationship with God. And, you know, I have friends who are religious. I have clients who are deeply religious. And this is why I need to preface this by saying, like, I'm not anti-religion. I'm not saying that all religious people are fucking psychotic. I'm saying that really closed-minded religious people are some of the most vile and harmful individuals that I have ever had the unfortunate experiencing of witnessing. And I see a lot of this online. And I'm really excited to be doing a guest feature on another podcast to kind of talk more so about like the Yeshua Catholic sort of fucking witch hunt shit that's going on. That's, again, a whole other conversation. But I need to say all of this because I'm not against all of this. I just think it's so important to recognize that religion is being so taken out of context and religious teachings are being taken out of context. And so the base thing that I'm trying to say here, the core of today's episode and message, is that if your religion makes you hate people, judge people, and separate people, and it does not come from unconditional love, I urge you to question like what it is you're being taught and what it is that you're embodying, because what the actual fuck? Anyone who is promoting unconditional love, I'm not saying unconditional tolerance, don't get it twisted. We're going to hold people accountable. We're going to hold ourselves accountable. We're going to become the best versions of ourselves. And we're going to love and give grace and compassion to people who are just being human and making mistakes and being imperfect, right? If your religion teaches anything other than that, like, or you're projecting your religion to be anything other than that, you're misunderstanding the entire point of religion on the planet. And that is why starseeds have incarnated into religious infrastructures. Religion needs a lot of work on the planet. It needs to come to a more unified, loving place because it is very fucking polarized. It is very misunderstood from the people who are teaching it, right? And I think that's going to be one of the biggest evolutions this planet has, because whenever a priest or a rabbi or any sort of religious leader is able to say, hey, this is the text, this is the message, this is how I understand it, rather than saying, this is what it is, this is what it has to be, and if you don't conform to that, then fuck you, you're going to hell, right? That's when there's going to be a lot of growth. And once that opens up to this more unified place, we're also going to see the influence that has on politics, which, if you ask me, which you kind of did because you guys are the ones who wanted this episode, I personally don't think that politics should be involved with religion, and I don't believe that religion should be involved with politics. And I'm going to give a very hot topic on this. Am I? My ego. I've had this conversation before. I posted it on TikTok. By the way, my TikTok is private now. I don't post over there. Don't try and find me. I changed my username and everything. But I spoke about this on TikTok whenever Roe v. Wade was going down. Abortion is not a sin. It's not crucifiable. And there is no hell, so you're not going to go to hell for having an abortion. And I feel like that needs to be a podcast episode in and of itself. But let me put it this way in short, is that on a biological, scientific level, when an organism needs to host off of another organism to sustain life, it is defined as a parasite, not as an individual, not as an individual organism. Okay? So let's just go with that. And then add the spiritual, macrocosmic perspective. A soul chooses when it's going to incarnate. However, it also recognizes that the parent that it chooses might opt out of the pregnancy, might terminate it. And in some cases, that soul will choose to wait until that parent is ready. They'll hang around, they'll try again, and they'll come at some other point in the future. Other times, the soul says, hey, like, I really need to be on the planet now. You were a great option, but like, I'm going to go then, and I'm going to find another parent to come through. And they do. And I've channeled souls like this as well. And this is not even just in the case of abortion. It's also in the case of miscarriage as well. And I think that this is my point in saying that I don't think that religion should have any sort of influence on politics, because at the end of the day, most religions were written by men. They've been severely misunderstood. They've been poorly translated. They've been taken out of context. And a lot of those rules were coming from misogynistic mentalities that didn't afford rights to women. And I don't know what different religions have to say on abortion, but I know the Catholics are pretty hell-bent, that's funny, on saying that abortion is a sin and that it's crucifiable, and it's not. I channeled that from spirit. We would not, if, here's the thing, if God, source, divine intelligence, consciousness, whatever the fuck you want to call it, didn't want abortion to be a thing, we wouldn't have received the divine intelligence to create that procedure. End of story. That's it. Okay. That doesn't mean that I'm telling you that if you get pregnant or your partner gets pregnant to go get an abortion. It's me saying that you don't have the goddamned right to crucify someone else for doing it because you have no idea what people are living. And sometimes that is the best choice. And that soul, I have channeled so many souls who have been in that position, who are on the other side. They never, ever, ever, ever crucify the parent for making that decision. In fact, they come with such love and understanding. It's really, really sweet, actually. It's very healing for a lot of people. So I just need you to understand that. And this is a big reason I could have the abortion conversation all day long, in all honesty. And I say this as someone who was raised pro-life, not from my parents, but from the Catholic institution that I went to school in. And I quickly learned that that is just not for me. And it can be for someone else, but someone else being pro-life shouldn't affect someone else not being pro-life. And me being pro-choice shouldn't affect someone who's pro-life, because at the end of the day, you know, someone else's abortion doesn't affect you. Anyways, I think that's a conversation we'll have another time. This is going to be such a controversial episode. Oh, spirit, you guys are pushing me so out of my goddamn comfort zone, and I'm really nauseous about it. Guys, I've been going through so much expansion, and like, I know my role here is to be, is to test the fucking waters with that shit. Oof. Oh, it's going to be something. So yeah, the reason souls, let's like circle back. The reason souls and starseeds will incarnate into religious infrastructures is because they want to bring a more unified, loving understanding of religion to the planet. And they do that by merging spiritual, scientific ideologies into their religion and fighting against the oppressive systems in their religion. That's why we have gay Christians and trans Christians, and I'm sure gay Muslims and trans Muslims, and all the religions having all the kinds of people and all the kinds of identities and sexualities. And that's the point, right? Is to just really bring everyone to this understanding of like, if I am not harming you, then there's no reason to judge, to harm, to crucify, to hold to some sort of like badge of sin. And I think that that's just really a really important understanding that we all come to. With the God concept, you know, like I said, it's not one singular person up there. It's the all-knowing consciousness. It's kind of like the best way you could, I guess, if you want to go like on a scientific route and explain it, it's kind of like if the Big Bang were real, we could imagine that the particle before it exploded was God, and God gave itself up so that it could be experienced in an infinite amount of potentials and perspectives. And therefore, there is no one God, all is God. Therefore, there is no singular consciousness. It is all consciousness. It's what we call unity consciousness. So I guess that's like a pretty good example of like kind of trying to explain that. It's just like, it's just energy. It's just an energy. It's just consciousness. It just is. It's just an awareness that exists within everything in the multiverse. And it creates this divine order of like weather and planets and gravity and all of these beautiful cosmic things that are going on in, you know, the galaxies and star systems and all that yada yada. And then I think what's also interesting with this God concept is this idea of like hell and punishment and sin and crucifixion. This is something that I also had to find my way through, because when we think of some of the most despicable individuals on the planet, who do the most vile things intentionally, you know, if we look back at World War II, and then we open up to the idea that there is no hell, that doesn't seem fair and it doesn't seem just. So what I want you to understand here is that there are laws of karma that influence what that person will experience when they incarnate again. And if they don't incarnate again, there is this kind of like karmic weight that they will have to essentially carry around. And that doesn't feel good. And there's a lot of clearing that they'll need to do as a soul on the other side. And the most important part of this conversation is that there are universal laws. And for example, one of the greatest universal laws is the law of free will. And so although there may not be a place where there is hell and it's like this like fucking inferno where your soul is shred apart and burned, it's not how it works, there are universal laws of free will. And whenever an individual intentionally crosses another individual's free will and like tries to override it, or does, if we look at World War II, and does override it with heinous acts and things like that, this is what is known as a crime against humanity. And it is held accountable on the other side. What I know about this is that it's kind of like rehabilitation. And to be quite frank with you, I don't know what that looks like. And the reason being is because that information is stored in the seventh dimension. And although certain parts of the seventh dimension are accessible, if you ever do a shroom trip, you won't be able to see a lot in the seventh dimension, because that's where a lot of this happens. But it's not hell, because to put a soul in that type of experience would violate their free will, which is, you can't do that on the other side. Violations of free will are very like low frequency, low density experiences that can only happen like third dimensionally. And then there's a lot of distortion that goes on in like certain fifth dimensional spaces. But again, that's even more rare. And so I don't want you to think that you can be shitty and intentionally heinous, or that heinous people are not going to be held accountable. They are. I think we maybe need to rework the concept of hell and like it being like a punishment, and understand that that is reserved in whatever capacity that it is done for individuals who act against humanity, who commit crimes against humanity. You cheating on your spouse, which don't do that. Go to therapy. Fuck, please, for the love of God. You lying, you stealing, you, I don't know, being a fucking drug dealer for like 5 years, whatever it is not condemnable enough in the sense of like needing to go to like soul rehab, essentially. Soul rehab is really not an accurate reflection of what it is that they're conveying to me, but those are more like personal karma things. But I can assure you, if you are someone who is like so concerned about going to hell, you're not going to hell, because the fact that you're so concerned about it means that you feel bad about the things that you've done, and you're going to become or have already become a better person, which is essentially like you balancing out your own karma, right? Taking responsibility and becoming better. And there might be certain lessons in that, that whenever you transition back to your spiritual self, into your soul, you say, hey, I kind of like fucked that up. I didn't learn that lesson as much as I wanted to. And then you reincarnate and you take that lesson and you kind of do it over again in the hopes that you'll do it differently. That's essentially what karma is. But there is no, it's not hell. How do I explain that to them? It's like reconstruction is the word that spirit said. It's like reconstruction of like, of having a soul reflect on everything that they've done and kind of containing them. There it is. Kind of containing them in a space where, should they continue to be destructive, it can't harm any other being in the cosmos. I hope that makes sense. Anyways, so all of this to say that should you follow religion in this life, I want you to follow it because it feels so good and so empowering and so loving. And should you follow religion in this life, I want you to follow it and allow it to help you be a person who is more compassionate, more loving, more gracious, more graceful towards the people around you. If your religion makes you separate from people and hate people and judge people and crucify people who are really not doing anything wrong, I think that needs some healing. What I know is that in the purity of individuals, someone who is a good person, let's talk about like sexuality here. You know, who someone loves is a true expression, is a pure expression of, so long that it's consensual, is such a pure expression of divine consciousness, whether it's two men, two women, two men and a woman, or non-binary individuals, it really doesn't fucking matter. Souls are genderless. So this concept that you have, or that a religion might be trying to kind of allude to, of it being wrong, God would be genderless. Souls are genderless. So what you're fucking in this meat sack of a human is irrelevant to God, is irrelevant to source, because on the other side, gender does not exist. Souls will typically have a polarity, a stronger polarity, but they are still comprised of both polarities, the masculine and the feminine. And that has a lot to do with, you know, how sexuality can even like how those kinds of opposites attract while in the same sex and gender. So I just feel like it's time on the planet to stop condemning people who are not doing anything to harm anyone, and maybe start holding people accountable who are projecting and teaching mentalities that are restrictive and oppressive and harmful to individuals. Maybe that's what we need to focus on holding accountable, rather than people who are literally just living their lives and fucking who they want to fuck and loving who they want to love, because at the end of the day, who you take to bed and who you fall in love with does not affect anyone. Again, so long that it's consensual. Let's just keep that rolling, because I know there's some interesting stuff going on with literal individuals who commit crimes of that capacity. That has something to do with sexuality. It has to do with brain wiring, but we'll never have that conversation on the podcast. I cannot. I think you know what I'm alluding to. So anyways, I feel like this episode was kind of all over the place, but it's really just like the train of thought that I wanted to kind of bring up, because I get asked about it all the time. I've been asked if I'm religious. I'm not. You know, my grandparents are incredibly religious. My two really, really, really good friends are religious. But again, they're not the kind of religious that says this is wrong and that's right. They're the kind of religious that says, you know, they believe in God and they believe in love and they pray and they go to church and, they promote unity. I have goosebumps and like, oh, that's so sweet. They're literally souls. They're star seeds who are bringing a new energy into religion. And I support that. And to my clients who are religious, you know, my clients who are religious have really been so healing for me to see that religious people can be so open and so accepting. Like the fact that some religious people have worked with me says a lot, right? Because I mean, my concepts are very much out there, and I know some Catholics like to shit on mediums. That's a conversation that I'm going to be having on the podcast that I'm going to be a guest on, but I'll save that for then. But I just hope that in some way, shape, or form, this conversation is just maybe like softening you or illuminating to you that there is a purpose of religion. Spirituality is not meant to cast out religion or override it. You know, there's this word, it's called omnism, and it's defined by the fact that no religion is true, but all religions hold truth. Like, there is no religion on the planet that is across the board objectively entirely true, but all of the religions are talking about the same truth, this objective cosmic truth. And I feel like when we bring in science and spirituality into religion, it's when we're getting that really well-rounded, wholesome perspective, or holistic perspective of it. And I feel like that's really where we're headed. And obviously not everyone is going to agree with that. And that is okay. At the end of the day, like I said, I really don't care what you believe, as long as you're not projecting harm onto people or, you know, spewing hate to people, because that's intolerable regardless of whether you're religious or not. And this isn't to change this. This conversation is not to change your beliefs. It's not to change your mind about anything. It's just to have a conversation and answer the questions that I've been getting in my DMs over the last couple of years. I'm not religious because I don't subscribe to any ideology, whether in the religious framework or anything else, politics, rules, laws, that like try to get people to conform for no reason. I'm very rebellious in that sense. I really don't like being boxed in and restricted. And religion just felt like I felt really oppressed by it growing up. In all honesty, I felt like it was really too rigid for me. But I really fuck with Yeshua, like my guy, my vibe. I love him. I see so much beauty in Islam. I love the teachings and the practices in Buddhism and Hinduism. There are so many other religions that I find beauty in all of them, truly. I just have never found myself able to subscribe to an entire religious framework because of how oppressive and rule binding it is. And I'm just not like that. I'm the kind of soul who likes to take information, synthesize it, analyze it, and integrate it in the way that feels good for me in the incarnation that I'm in. And also I'm someone who's really big on objective truth. Subjective truth is, subjective truth that is made to be objective is wrong to me. Objective truth that can be understood subjectively and honored in each subjective point of view, I think, is beautiful. And that's really where I'm coming at this conversation with. It's just coming with so much love. So I hope that you've received it that way. My DMs are not open for your feedback or your opinion on what I believe. What I believe is what I believe, and what you believe is what you believe. And don't DM me trying to change my mind on shit. I'll probably block you. I'm not gonna lie. I find that shit so annoying. If you have questions, please DM me. If you want my perspective or opinion on something, you can DM me. I might answer, I might not. My DMs are getting pretty busy. I don't answer them as much as I used to because it's just not possible. But I read them and I see them and I try to engage with them as much as possible. But yeah, I'm not telling you what to believe. I'm not telling you to stop being religious. I'm just having a conversation, answering questions that you asked me about. So anyways, I hope that this gave you what you were looking for. If you have any other questions, like I said, DM me. Maybe we'll do a part two. But as usual, go be your divine self this week. You got this. I love you. And I will see you in the next one.